Just a few yards from where Metro Rail trains were beginning a northbound run, Congressman Brian Higgins stood outside the DL&W terminal, one of two spots he says should be the next areas of focus for Buffalo's waterfront redevelopment. He's calling on the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation to commit up to $10 million to fix the second floor of the terminal to make it ready for business development.
We have talked to developers throughout the years. We've talked to NFTA officials throughout the years. And this building needs some work because of its unique design, because it is not necessarily accessible right now and needs mechanical work, including utilities. But obviously, this has great potential to be a waterfront destination.
Higgins would also like to see the Erie County Harbor Development Corporation commit up to $10 million more to improve access to Kelly Island, creating a trail that will link attractions including Riverworks, Silo City, and Riverfest Park. Recognizing nearby attractions, including Canalside, Higgins says it's been a banner year for Buffalo's waterfront, which a generation ago was declared ecologically dead.
People are enjoying the waterfront as never before. This has been a banner year in terms of access, in terms of a diversity of opportunity for people that just want to be near the water's edge.
But the congressman adds the region should not be complacent, which is why he's pushing for further development in the DL&W terminal and Kelly Island Trail. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.